Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Folks, I am blessed to have a special guest in the studio with me today. Joe Mott is the National Field Manager for My Hope. And I got to know Joe back in 2012 when I was privileged to work with My Hope out of the Billy Graham office there in Charlotte, North Carolina. And it is a delight to see how God is continuing to bless that ministry. And Joe has been, of course, with My Hope since before My Hope America with
Billy Graham. That's right.
So tell us a little bit about how you started working with My Hope when it was more focused overseas.
That's right. And Jim, thank you so much. It's really a pleasure to be here with you today. I began with My Hope in 2006. We'd been working for the last 4 years already. The ministry had begun in Central America and spread into Latin America and parts of Asia at that point. And I joined when the project was in Mexico in 2006. I have a television news background for a short period of time out of college. And during that time, I was I enjoyed still news, and I really enjoyed that world, but that my heart had moved on a little bit. God had given me a dream to really serve Him in a full-time way, doing with the skills that He had given me, which were based in television. So I began looking for ministries that did television in an international context, and God led me through the way God leads us to Mexico and to the BGEA. And so I began in 2006 with the My Hope Project there in Mexico.
And then God placed you in several countries continuing to work with My Hope. Tell us about some of the places you worked.
Sure. From Mexico, my wife and I got married. At that time, we were engaged. We did our engagement in different countries. That's an excellent plan, by the way, for purity and for establishing your relationship and learning how to communicate, but that's another conversation. From Mexico, we moved to Uruguay, spent 8 months there, and from Uruguay to Brazil, a little over a year, and into Puerto Rico, and then over to Africa. And that was a big change for us to move from a Latin American context into Africa. But in all of those places, just working with the local church and encouraging and equipping the local church in the area of evangelism, encouraging them to pray for their friends and family and neighbors and invite them to hear the gospel. And so same message, same project everywhere, but in different cultural contexts and really seeing God move in different ways in each place.
Wonderful. Now, as you've seen this develop here in this country, and there was a beginning in 2012, there was an effort here in the United States to utilize this same methodology, basically, in order to get the same message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, out through God's people to their neighbors and neighborhoods. And God has used that since 2012 to see a lot of people here in the United States not only coming to faith in Christ, but in many cases, believers being equipped to share their faith like never before. Tell us a little bit of what you've seen in terms of the fruit of My Hope here in the States.
In 2012, Billy Graham and Franklin Graham very much had a burden for our country, for the United States. They'd seen My Hope work as a strategy around the world, and they wanted to encourage and equip and challenge the local church here in America to proclaim the gospel. And so we began with My Hope with Billy Graham in 2012, preparing for a 2013 nationwide broadcast, and we produced different short films throughout that year leading up to the release of The Cross in November of 2013. And then in 2014, last year, continuing that ministry, producing a new film last year called Heaven. But all of that, working with the local church across the country, and one by one, encouraging them, equipping them, giving them a vision for evangelism in their community, for how to do very simple things. And whenever I share with people about My Hope, it's not that we're bringing anything new. or remarkable. In fact, it's really quite basic. But I feel like our mission statement is a national initiative to encourage and equip the local church to proclaim the gospel. But I think sometimes evangelism, the area of evangelism, requires initiative.
Yes.
And as a church, we often, I think we drift back toward ourselves because we're just, all of us, selfish people, and we naturally start to gravitate toward appeasing ourselves. And as a church body, we begin to look a little bit more inward rather than outward. And I think sometimes it's helpful to have someone come along and remind us that it takes initiative. We have to reach our communities. There's people there who are lost.
Amen.
And they need to be told and shared the gospel in a loving way. So all of that, we work with churches to encourage and equip them to begin praying mm-hmm. for their friends and their family and their neighbors who don't know Christ, and then commit to invite them to an opportunity to hear the gospel. And so my hope really combines a simple prayer tool, a simple plan for a church to begin that prayer, but also plans for an outreach.
Mm-hmm.
Each My Hope film is a powerful presentation of the gospel.
Amen.
In a really anointed way, telling simple stories combined with a message from Billy Graham or Franklin Graham. And each of those films has a real power because they present the gospel.
Yes.
And the gospel is the power of God for salvation for all who believe.
Amen.
And so as we've shown, as churches have shown those films after months of relationship building and prayer, we've seen over 148,000 decisions across the U.S. in the last couple years in churches nationwide. And it's been a really remarkable thing to see.
That's marvelous. That is marvelous. I know during the time that I worked with My Hope, I had the opportunity to travel all across the country, and I met with pastors and lay people alike, and it saddened me how many churches seemed to have lost the vision for evangelism. But then you'd meet somebody who would tearfully say, "Praise God, this is what I've been praying for. I want to reach our community for Christ. I have relatives. I have neighbors. I have grandchildren who need this message, and I've been praying God would give me a tool." And person after person, when they saw the materials and they began to pray, and then they utilized those videos as just a presentation of the gospel, God gave a harvest. And it was thrilling, absolutely thrilling to see. And I was talking with a pastor of a mega church in Atlanta, Georgia, who said, "You got us off our couches." He said, "We were comfortable doing what we were doing, and many in our church have been very burdened for overseas missions, but our neighbors all around us were going to hell, and we didn't even know their names." And he said, "What you've done is to wake us up to the need in our own neighborhoods and get us started reaching out." That is thrilling to me. That is absolutely thrilling. Another pastor of a mega church here in the U.S. said to me, "We are famous for baptizing lots of people every year." But he said, "When we looked at your materials, we went back and looked at the people who had been being baptized in our church. We found that over 80% of them were led to the Lord by a member of the staff."
Wow.
And he said, "That's not healthy."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "If we were doing a good job as staff, 80% of the people coming to the Lord in our church would be led to the Lord by members of the church,
that's
not
right.
by the staff." You know, you can't really reach folks just through your paid staff. And My Hope is not all about having this huge paid staff all across America, is it? Talk with us about the importance of volunteers in the My Hope strategy.
That's a great point. That really, as our job, our goal is to mobilize the church and the church's individual believers that when we come to faith in Christ, we know God called us and told us to the Great Commission, go
amen.
And make disciples of all nations. That applies to all of us. So I just amen what you say. We're working right now with My Hope really to establish a foundation across the country of teams working in individual cities. One of the things we noticed as we worked and mobilized in 2012 and 13 is we were able to have a kind of a shotgun approach and reach across entire states and work with churches in different parts. But mm-hmm. we really wanted, we had a desire desire to go deeper with each church and really have a relationship with each church in a given community, but time and the scope of the mission in front of us didn't allow that. And so we're really working diligently now in key places across the country to build area teams of Christians who have a burden for evangelism in their community. They see their community and they're looking for ways to encourage the church. They're looking for ways to reach the lost in their community. And so we've been working throughout this year to identify those key people in different cities around the country that have a burden for evangelism. And we've been training them, we've been recruiting them, and building area teams across the country that will encourage and equip the local church to proclaim the gospel in cities across America.
Folks, we're continuing our conversation with Joe Mott, the National Field Manager for My Hope, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Thank you for listening to Abiding in Christ with Pastor Jim Wood. Did you know that along with being an excellent Bible teacher, Pastor Wood has authored over a dozen books? We'd like to encourage you to visit pastorwood.org for resources and books authored by Pastor Wood and his wife Susan. You can also listen to or download teachings by Pastor Wood 24/7. Please visit pastorwood.org today. That's pastorwood.org. We hope you are blessed by Abiding in Christ with Pastor Jim Wood. We would like to get to know you better and hope you will take a short survey at pastorwood.org. It will only take a minute or two. Every week, we will draw a few names from those listeners who take this survey. They will be offered a free book of their choosing that is listed at pastorwood.org. We truly hope all our listeners will take this survey. Please visit our website at pastorwood.org and take our survey today.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand.
We're talking with Joe Mott. He is the National Field Manager for My Hope. We've seen how God honors prayer and how God honors his word.
Amen.
And if God's people will do what he says and seek him, we don't have to talk God into saving people. He sent his son to save people. So clearly this is where God's heart is.
Amen.
It's not a matter of praying that God would please take an interest in the lost. He sent his son to seek and to save that which was lost. So it's really a matter of believers getting in step with God.
And the amazing thing is he wants us to be a part of that process.
Yeah, he could have set it up so that we were not part of the process. We were left out. God could have sent angels.
Mm-hmm.
The word angel means messenger. He could have sent angels, and these angelic beings could have done all the preaching. And I suspect probably a lot of churches would appreciate it.
Sometimes we want that. But,
that's right.
But he calls us and gives us and then we get the joy.
Amen.
Of seeing what happens when a life is transformed. And whenever I'm feeling down or just, getting inside myself too much, I think back to when God called me.
Amen.
And what the truth he revealed to me and how my blinders not literally, but very figuratively lifted off my eyes and I could see.
Yes.
And it was clear. And to see that in your own life, but then to see it in others.
Yes.
Reminds us of what God is doing.
Yeah. I was talking with a guy years ago on Cape Cod. He had been coming to our church for quite some time and had just not gotten it. His wife was a believer. He was a nice guy, but he didn't know Jesus. And he'd come to church and he found it interesting, but it just wasn't happening for him. One evening I was in his home talking with him and he said, but now if I understand what you're saying, then this. And I said, yes, that's right. Well, if that's true, then this. And I said, yes, that's right. And you could just see it was like you described, the scales falling from his eyes. And all of a sudden, I mean, he teared up and he said, well, then I need to give my life to Jesus.
Amen.
And he did. And his life was transformed. And God has kept him and used him to reach others. His life was changed. And that is what the gospel brings. It's not just forgiveness. It's not just keeping on doing what we've been doing, but now we don't have to suffer consequences. No. God came so that we could be forgiven and our lives transformed. And I appreciate the fact that the Graham Organization has been faithful in calling people not just to believe certain propositional truths. They're very clear about doctrine. They're very clear about the gospel, but they're very clear about the nature of faith. And that is, it's not just an intellectual assent to certain beliefs. It is a matter of trusting in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And that involves repentance. So there is a call to repentant faith in these presentations that the Graham Organization is producing.
There are, and we've produced four different films up to this point, as well as films, adaptations of those films in French and in Spanish, full-length versions, subtitles in many different languages. And this fall, we're releasing a brand new film called The Value of a Soul.
Wonderful.
And the trailer is now on YouTube, and I believe we're working to get that up on our website as well. And it's a very powerful program, talking about the value that one soul has.
Amen.
It has incredible value because God died for it, because it's eternal. Incredible truths about that. A message from Franklin Graham, as well as stories woven through there, just telling their story of heartbreak, their story of grief, and how God redeems that.
Amen.
And reminding them that their soul has value. It's a very powerful program that's going to be released this fall.
Praise God. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. And I'm very grateful for the courageous and faithful stand that Franklin has taken regarding the gospel and being true to the scriptures and true to the authority of the scriptures when it comes to proclaiming the gospel, when it comes to the implications of the gospel, and calling people to realize that you can't say you love God and ignore what he says. You know, I knew Franklin, Joe knows this, I knew Franklin when he didn't know Jesus. I was in love with Jesus and eagerly seeking to serve Jesus, and Franklin was running full speed in the opposite direction. And he was always, even before he knew Christ, he was always very gracious and respectful to me and toward other believers. He didn't disrespect the gospel in that sense at all, but he was not interested. He was running away from God, and God caught him. And God drew him to himself. And for me to see the profound, radical change from the Franklin Graham I knew before Christ to the faithful follower of Jesus that I've known for these decades since, it's been thrilling, because he illustrates through his own personal experience the power of the gospel.
Absolutely. He was one way, and he encountered Christ, and he became another way.
Absolutely.
And that's the story of the gospel.
Absolutely. And it's not a mild difference. It's not a slight change. It's not modification. It is transformation.
New birth.
And folks, that's what Jesus offers to you. You may be listening right now and saying, you know, well, that's all well and good. These people sound like nice people, and it's good that they want to help others, but I could never be a part of that because I've made too many mistakes. I've messed up too badly. Let me tell you, if you want a new life, Jesus is the answer. Jesus offers you not just forgiveness for the past, but he offers you the power to live a different kind of life. And you may say, well, you know, I've tried that. I started going to church, I started reading my Bible, and I still found that I was sinning. Well, yeah, he didn't say, if you follow me, you will never make another mistake. You'll never sin again. In fact, in 1 John, we read that if we say we have no sin, then we're making God out to be a liar. But the fact is, we are promised there in 1 John chapter 1, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He'll not only forgive us, he'll change us. It's a process. It takes time. Theologically, we refer to that as sanctification. So don't think if you prayed to receive Christ and then you found yourself slipping back into old flesh patterns that that means it didn't happen, you're not saved. But on the other hand, if you're thinking, I just want the forgiveness part, I don't want to change, I want to keep on doing the stuff I'm doing, I like what I'm doing, well, then I'll tell you right now, you're not saved. You're not a follower of Jesus Christ. Jesus says many who call him Lord will be horrified to learn that they were never part of the family. And Jesus doesn't say in Matthew chapter 7, you lost your salvation. He says, depart from me, I never knew you, you who practice lawlessness. So this couldn't be more important. This hope that is ours in Christ Jesus is not just the hope of forgiveness, it's the hope of a brand new life. And again, I'm telling you, I've experienced that new life in Christ, and I have seen other people's lives transformed. And if you want a brand new life, run to Jesus. Call out to Him. Wherever you are right now, ask Him to save you, and we would be delighted to help you. We'd be glad to pray with you, to talk with you, to give you materials to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. And if you're saying, well, you know, I have received that. I know Jesus has saved me, but I have no idea how to share that with others. Well, I know our friends at My Hope would be delighted to help you with that. Because the fact of the matter is, you don't have to be an evangelist. You don't have to go to Bible college. You don't have to go to seminary unless God tells you to. But if you will say, I want to share the relationship that I have with Jesus Christ, the My Hope materials are a great resource to help you do that. You can share what Jesus has done in your life in a more powerful way than you realize, because God will show up. Now, Joe, if you were able to look these folks in the eye right now and tell them how helpful this material is, what would you say?
I'd say that I'm in your shoes. I'd say that being able to share the gospel is not something that just comes naturally, but I've never been to seminary. Most people may not know that, but that's not my background. I have a journalism background, and I studied Spanish in college. But I love My Hope because it reminds me that God called me to reach the people around me. Mm-hmm. And not only that, He surrounded me with people that want to help me do that.
Praise God.
And so I look at My Hope as a fantastic resource because it reminds me to do simple things that I know I can do. I know I can pray for people. Mm-hmm. But I also know I sometimes need to be reminded. Mm-hmm. And so My Hope is a very simple way to look around, identify the people in your life who don't know the Lord, and just commit the simple thing, pray for them every day. Mm-hmm. Ask God to speak to their hearts and prepare them to hear the gospel, and ask God for yourself for boldness, to be willing to share with them when they ask. And then make a plan. It's good to be ready. We need to be prepared mm-hmm. to share the gospel at all times, but we also sometimes just need to make a plan.
Yes.
And we need to put a date on the calendar and say, you know what, I'm going to work toward being able to share the gospel with that person or with that group of people. And My Hope is wonderful for that. We have, as I mentioned, several very powerful films that you can use, varying in length from 28 minutes down to 9 minutes, mm-hmm. that they can do all the, quote, work for you. They mm-hmm. they present the gospel in a very clear and powerful way, and gathering your friends together for a meal or a cup of coffee and just saying, you know, there's something on my heart I want to share with you, and this says it best, mm-hmm. and pressing play.
Amen.
And watching that. And then when it's over, turning it off and just saying, you know, what you saw on television there, what you saw on my iPad there, that's what happened in my life, and that's why I live the way I do, and that's why I wanted to share it with you. Would you like to pray the prayer that was at the end of that program?
Amen.
It makes it so simple, but it's incredibly powerful, and it's not any less being an evangelist yourself. It's an incredible opportunity to share the gospel.
Amen. And, you know, I know that there are some folks who are very uncomfortable with the idea of leading people in a prayer or offering a prayer for people, because we don't want folks to just think because they said some words that makes them a Christian. But I've done a lot of weddings in my life as a pastor, and I have never met strangers at the altar and said, let me get you to repeat a few things after me, and when we're done with that, I'll pronounce you man and wife. The people that I'm meeting with at the altar are people with whom I've been developing a relationship, and we've talked about the meaning of marriage. We've talked about what it means to make this commitment to one another. And so then, when they come prepared to make that commitment, I don't say to them, well, is there anything you want to say to each other? I lead them in what to say, not because they're not sincere, but because it is very helpful to have somebody who's been down that road lead you in saying something meaningful and well.
And for those people who are listening who don't feel like they can do that, I want to remind them they have been down that road. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, God has spoken to you, you've responded, you've repented of your sin, you're following Him, you've walked that road before.
Amen.
And you have something to share with those people around you.
Amen. And God will use you more wonderfully than you can imagine.
Amen.
There are times when it's discouraging, there are times when it's difficult, but it's always worth it. Joe, what is the website where people can get more information about My Hope?
You can go right now to myhopewithbillygraham.org, myhopewithbillygraham.org, and we have great resources there for planning your own evangelistic outreach, whether that's in your church or as an individual, as well as each of the powerful films that I've mentioned for My Hope. Each of those films is on the website for you to view or download.
Excellent. I want to encourage you, Joe, as you continue your work with My Hope. It is my joy to pray for you and Melissa and the children every week, and often more than once a week, but always at least once a week. That's, again, the value, as with My Hope, of having a plan and following that plan. So I'm grateful for the work you're doing, and I do pray for you, and I rejoice in the way God is using you. Please give our love to the folks in Charlotte.
I will.
And please know that you're in our prayers.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's really been a joy to spend this time with you today.
Thanks so much.
You are listening to Abiding in Christ with Pastor Jim Wood. This program is paid for by the generous donations of listeners like you. You can hear Pastor Wood's teachings 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at pastorwood.org. And when you visit pastorwood.org, we would greatly appreciate it if you would tell us a little bit about yourself and, if possible, also make a donation to this ministry. So please visit pastorwood.org today. Or give us a call at 866-41-ABIDE.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE. Or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org. Hi, this is Pastor Jim Wood of Abiding in Christ. Living in the mountains of East Tennessee, I'm surrounded by phenomenal beauty in every season of the year. My wife and I live on a mountainside that adjoins the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, the most popular, most visited of all the national parks in the USA. Our neighbors include bears and bobcats, foxes and raccoons, even possums and skunks. Just down the hill from our house is the beautiful campus of Wares Valley Ranch, a miraculous place where God is busy changing lives from the inside out. On this program, you'll hear interviews, monologues, but mostly you'll hear the expository preaching that I do here at the ranch. Because I'm often speaking to a room full of children, you may occasionally hear background noises or illustrations and vocabulary chosen for a child's frame of reference. But the one thing I pray you will hear every time is God's Word, the eternal, inerrant Word which points us to Jesus. I'm delighted to partner with this station in bringing these messages to you, and I'd like to get to know you better as you get to know us. Please visit us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org. Click on the link that says Contact Us and let us hear from you. We'd love to know the station where you listen. And feel free to share any prayer requests as well. We actually do pray for the specific requests that folks send us, and we love hearing how God answers those prayers. Again, the website is pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.